you know, like that too
it's a touching subject.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes it's easy to do and to say in interviews, even by myself with other people. But I try my best. But you know, Jim Kelly, everybody in my family is musically inclined, you know. But Jim Kelly is the one that took it from out the house and onto the streets, you know. So he is the first known artist in the family, you know. Back in the days, in the late 70s, early 80s, he used to be a DJ, toasting the mic and a song called Kilimanjaro, back in the days, you know. And he died 83, but that's beside the point. The point is, it was interesting, you know, for him to come home from off the road, traveling from parish to parish, town to town, speaking about the intrigues on the road, you know. He used to be gone like from Thursday and never come home until Monday morning, you know, just traveling on the sound, the truck that carried the sound box from parish to parish and town to town. So when he left on Thursday, sometime Wednesdays, don't come home until Monday. So you hear everything what happened with him and Josie Wheel, Charlie Chaplin, and you know, and Supercat on the road, you know. So that sparked my interest in the business, you know. And otherwise from that, you know, I love music, you know, separately from him doing it and thing. And actually, I really miss him bad, because, you know, he would be here on the road with me, and it would be even easier for me, because him being an elder in the business, you know, the ride would probably be smoother and less bumpy, you know, him giving me advice and so forth, you know. Jack, rest him soul, died 83 violently, you know, and the family is still trying to recover and trying to cope with, you know, the loss, which was very tremendous.
That will take a life.
Yeah.